I believe that is the best way to grow your business is to see where the money's coming in from and where it's going out.
Welcome to the Business Made Simple podcast brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network. I am your host, Donald Miller. Listen, to small business owners, too many of us learn the hard way how a bookkeeper can bring value to our small business. We try to do it ourselves and listen, it doesn't work. You know, most entrepreneurs are artists or they are entrepreneurs or they're operators. They're not bookkeepers. They're not numbers people. In other words, they know how to make money. They're not great at managing it. So there's a way that you can actually get your head around what money is coming in, why it's coming in. And the very first key to that is just hiring a really good bookkeeper. The question is, if you're thinking about doing that, or if you have a bookkeeper and you already made that transition, what are they supposed to do? And what are they supposed to bring to the table? If you don't understand that, you got an employee that you're paying that you may not be getting the most out of in terms of productivity. We're going to talk about that today on the podcast because we're talking to Lisa Ziveld. She is the Chief Financial Officer of Belay Solutions. Through Belay Solutions, you can hire a virtual assistant. You can hire a virtual bookkeeper. So if you are not a numbers person, if you don't like reading the profit and loss statement, if you don't know the difference between cash and accrual accounting, you are listening to the right conversation about bookkeeping today. Here is my conversation with Lisa Ziveld.
Teams everywhere are dealing with a serious problem, a productivity problem. But don't worry, HubSpot's customer platform can help. No more time-consuming tasks. No more chasing down prospect info. No more one system for this, another for that. HubSpot helps you find leads, reach prospects, and deliver the insights to convert them to customers, all in one place, making your productivity problem no problem at all. Learn how HubSpot can help you grow better at HubSpot.com.
Lisa, I want to know, first of all, we're talking about entrepreneurs, they need cash. How can a good bookkeeper make you more money?
Yeah, well, they're going to tell you where your money's going.
That's massive. I mean, you can't get better at something unless you're measuring it.
Correct. And I see that a lot with entrepreneurs and those who start out with a side hustle, right? They think all the money is theirs and they go out and they start spending it. They want to know why they don't have enough of it.
Right.
And so they're not measuring it and they're not following it. And so to me, I believe that that is the best way to grow your business is to see where the money's coming in from and where it's going out.
All right. Measure and follow. Can you explain what you mean by measure? When you say this small business is measuring their money really well, lay that out for me. What does that look like?
Yeah, I think it's doing an accurate cash flow. I recommend that weekly. And so what you're looking at, you can go into QuickBooks or any of these other financial softwares and you can run a cash flow. I'm not talking about anything like that. I'm talking about something really simple. It's like taking a look at who you've invoiced for the week. And you should know how long it takes to collect on that money. And so, but you want to know who
is that the difference? Is that the difference between a cash basis accounting and accrual basis accounting?
Not necessarily. That cash versus accrual. Cash is you're going to say that's actually when I've got it. Accrual is that's when you're doing the work and you're billing for it. But I'm actually talking about just week to week knowing how much money is coming into your account. And so I have invoiced this, and I've got maybe a 5-day turnaround, and so this client is going to pay me by Thursday. And oh, by the way, I got to pay rent. Or I need to make payroll by Friday.
Yeah.
You should be looking at that on a weekly basis to understand how much money you have. And if you can meet the obligations that you've agreed upon. And a lot of entrepreneurs can't do that. That's why they struggle with their payroll.
Yeah, entrepreneurs are great at making money. They're not great at managing it, right? They're amazing at making money, but they don't really know what to do with it when they get it. And, you know, it causes a lot of tension and stress.
Yeah.
The accountant then can come to you and say, hey, I know it looks like we have a lot of money right now. Don't spend it because we've got bills coming in. Or
correct.
The opposite. Hey, we're going to be able to make this week's payroll. It looks like we can't make, 2 weeks from now, but we really can. And here's why. And so they're going to give you a little bit of peace of mind. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. And depending upon your business model, if you have a recurring business model, right, a subscription base. It's probably going to be pretty easy because you're going to know when that money's coming in and it feels good every month. Like, hey, this is great. But if you're an installment revenue business, maybe you're a contract work, you're a consultant, maybe big landscaping projects, things of that nature, and you've worked on something and you're going to get a big fat check, but then it's going to be dry for a couple of months. The key is knowing how you are going to manage those funds to make sure, to your point, that you can make your taxes and you can make payroll and keep the lights on. And that's what a bookkeeper is going to help you do.
Is a bookkeeper going to be able to speak into strategy? You know, are they able to say, hey, you know, you guys think you're making a ton of money here? You're actually not. And let me show you why. You're actually making money over here, even though it doesn't look like it. This is very profitable. What you're doing over here has zero profit. If you're not, you might even be losing money. I mean, is that too much for a bookkeeper? Is that too much to ask? Or will a good bookkeeper be able to speak into that?
A good bookkeeper is going to be able to show you the math behind it. If you want sort of further education and consultation, I'm going to recommend that you go with the controller aspect of it. So your business is getting a little bit more complicated. You want to start forecasting out further. That's when you're going to go from that bookkeeper to that controller. And I say this all the time. Anybody who's maybe heard me speak before is that your CPA doesn't love doing that. So you got a listener right now who's probably thinking, I got a CPA. I'm going to turn my stuff in. Once a year, they look at it, maybe twice a year. They help prepare me if I've got a tax bill coming. But that's not their jam. They don't want to do that. And so if you've got a good bookkeeper in your pocket, and if your business is getting complicated and more sophisticated, then that's when you bring on the controller. And the controller is somebody you can talk to monthly or quarterly, depending upon your business needs.
Okay, what reports is a good bookkeeper going to give you, let's say, every month? What are you going to see with a really good bookkeeper?
A really good bookkeeper is going to provide you with a balance sheet.
Okay, let's go through it real quick. Let's start at zero. Yeah. A balance sheet is
going to be everything you want to know. It's going to be all your assets and all your liabilities. It's going to tell you what your bottom line is. So it's going to be what's in your bank account, what's coming in, what's going out, and if you've got any equity or other complicated scenarios within your business.
This is a great question to ask listeners. Do you get that every month? Like, you know, do you really know, you know, what your blood pressure is at your business, what your cholesterol levels are, how healthy this thing is going to get, what it can take, what it can withstand if you're going to throw something at it. I love that. Balance sheet, what
else? Yeah, your profit and loss statement. And I recommend a profit and loss statement just sort of straight out of QuickBooks or whatever financial software you're using. But also you're going to do a profit and loss with the budget. So you're going to compare. You haven't gotten to budget yet. That's something else we can talk about here. But if you've got a budget, you're going to want to run that P&L to budget. That way you can see how well you are following along with your plans. You've got big goals. So hopefully you set a great budget that's going to tell you if you're on track to meeting what those goals are year end.
So P&L, cash flow, budget,
balance sheet
seems like pretty valuable stuff.
Totally. Absolutely.
You know, you've got an army of bookkeepers and, you know, anybody listening to this, by the way, can hire one of them. You've got an army of bookkeepers and they go into a company that has, let's say, experienced some success. They are now past the point where they need a bookkeeper, but they haven't done it. I mean, it's not so bad that they're still running everything out of their personal checking account, but it's close. Walk me through their first 90 days. How are they going to clean things up? And my guess is there's no judgment, but we got to clean this up. So how are they, what are they going to do to clean it all up?
Yeah, well, they need to start getting a good handle. Hopefully they can have access to their bank statements. We're going to start wanting to take a look at those. Everything can be downloaded these days. So we're going to want to get a hold of your bank statements, look and see how many transactions you have. As I mentioned before, is your business recurring? Are you dealing with a lot of credit cards? Do you have checks, ACH? So understanding what your balance sheet, what your bank statements look like. Next, we need to know, you know, what kind of cars you own. Do you have any other additional assets within the business? Some people do that. They've got a building they've bought. What are, you know, your client list? Who are you billing? How are you billing them? What are your employees? How often is payroll? You're going to start asking all of these questions to build a really good picture of what your business looks like. Now, hopefully you have not been living out of a shoebox and operating your successful business. So hopefully you have some
hopefully,
of this.
Hopefully at least there's a QuickBooks account somewhere.
Right, right. Hopefully there is. And then it's super easy. You're just going to, you know, send everything our way. And we're going to start taking a look at it. But for those people out there, and I've met them. So what I do a lot of times is when I'm at conferences, I'll say, hey, if you're comfortable with it, let me take a look at your financial statements or what you got. And Don, these people are pulling up Excel spreadsheets, right?
Yeah.
And there's never any judgment to it. I'm just like, show me what you have. And so that's what a good bookkeeper is going to do. They're going to say, Show me what you have, and then I'm going to make some sense out of it. But you have to be willing to get down to the nitty gritty with them, because they're going to want to say, hey, it's okay. Before we started the podcast, we were kind of joking around about some of the things that maybe we can write off in businesses. And we were getting a little cheeky there. But there's a lot of small business owners that are putting some things within their business. Maybe if they're not running out of their personal bank account, they're still paying for personal expenses and trying to run it through the business. And so the bookkeeper is going to help them kind of get even that under control.
And I would imagine that plays into taxes. I mean, if you get yes. audited by the IRS, by the way, I was audited by the IRS years ago, and they owed us money.
Live to survive.
Well, they owed us money at the end. They had to pay us. So we did. Wow. We did pretty well on the keeping clean books. I mean, it was terrifying. I mean, it was, the office was weird. The environment was weird. It was very strange.
No.
But I was grateful. And the reason was, had a great bookkeeper. I mean, just had a yes. bookkeeper that dotted every I, crossed every T, mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there going, I don't know. And they were just like, well, here's the receipt here. Here's the receipt. And I just loved it when they had and turned out and said, we owe you like $10,000. And I'm like, congrats.
Wow.
This is fantastic. Okay.
Yeah. The other thing to think of, though, real quickly, though, is if you ever think about selling your business.
Well, that's actually one of my questions.
Yeah. Transacting. Having a nice set of books is going to increase your value.
Yeah, oh, it's huge, because your buyer needs to have some confidence that this is mm-hmm. a moneymaker, and
right.
and they also need to know what they can't figure out a multiple unless they know EBITDA. And so
right.
if you're not keeping those books, you could be making money hand over fist, and you think this thing is worth a ton. By the way, I hear you. You're never going to sell your business. You have no idea if you're going to sell your business, right? I mean, you have no idea what tomorrow looks like. Mm-hmm. Something could happen, and you're going to need a lot of cash, or you're going to be done. And yeah. at that point, the business needs to be sold. So, it's part of sort of family planning and estate stewardship to steward your business the best you possibly can. Let's get back to some basics. What are some of the ways that a good bookkeeper can actually save you money? Like what are they seeing and help in terms of helping you make decisions that can save you a lot of money?
Yeah, if you haven't gotten to the point yet where you have a budget. Again, I'm going to say that
Amazing.
Word, please get a budget. But if you don't have one yet, because maybe you just started with your bookkeeper and you're trying to understand where your money is going, they're going to be able to identify, gosh, you're spending a lot of money on internet. Or I see that you've got a lot of employees who are turning in receipts for mileage. Are you approving all these things? They're just going to be able to take a look at what is outgoing in the business and see if it's maybe not according to guidelines. We're able to benchmark a lot. There's a lot of good information out there. So we can say, hey, benchmarking, I think you guys are spending a lot on food, or you're spending a lot of travel. Outside of that, they're going to be able to say, when I take a look at your accounts receivable, maybe you got 30 days on your invoices, or again, maybe you have that nice recurring subscription business, but the money's not coming in fast enough. You have people who are still getting a service and they haven't paid for it. They're going to be able to identify those things and start saving you money, because you're going to have less bad debt. And they're also going to be able to identify maybe where you're spending a little bit more in your business than you should be. And that hits the bottom line, just like you said.
I've been in business for a long time, and I'm still trying to get my head around what a great budget looks like for a growing company.
Yeah. So I'm sure that your listeners have heard me repeat it a couple of times now about budget, budget, budget. And so we're going to give you something that is super easy to use to get you started, the Bulletproof Budget Template. All they have to do is text SIMPLE, that's SIMPLE, to 55123 to get their hands on it.
I love it. Lisa, what does a basic budget look like? What goes into a budget? So when I sit down with my new accountant, I've been running everything out of my checking account. By the way, none of this is true. We have a controller. But, if what are the basics of that budget? What is he or she going to help me figure out? And how is that going to, when I look at my budget, are there categories? Does every division get a certain amount of money? Am I passing out American Express cards and giving everybody, what are we doing to create a budget? What does it look like?
Yeah, we really want to understand first and foremost, where's your revenue coming from? Where's that income coming from? And then I always like to categorize that, because it is very rare that your business only has one source of revenue. And so, again, maybe thinking about your service-based business and you offer different sorts of packages, we're going to make a category, a general ledger account for each of those revenue sources. And we're going to start to understand how often do you believe you're going to bring in that revenue. If it's recurring, subscription-based, you're going to say, hey, I've got 20 clients right now. And I think based on some forecasting, kind of looking back at your prior financial statements, I'm going to gain maybe 2 to 3 additional clients every quarter or every month. Again, I'm talking small businesses here. Hopefully, if you've got a medium to large size business, this looks very different. And then we're going to go through all of those. Maybe you got some installment revenue. Maybe you sell some courses. Maybe you're a landscaper, or maybe you've got services and you've got hardscapes in there. So you're just going to look at all those revenue sources. Next categories, we're going to start to look at your cost of goods or cost of services. What does it cost you to buy the raw materials or to produce that service? We're going to put it there.
Wow. And that's where your so many people, that's a huge one. Because so many people hearing us right now, they don't know cost of goods sold. They know they bought it for about X and they sold it for this, but they aren't looking at the advertising or the travel or the, you know, any of that. They don't really know what cost of goods sold is.
No. And for me, that's a huge opportunity for you to see additional growth in your business. You know, there's any Shark Tank fans out there or things like that, when they start to talk about, you know, scalability and starting to get some more margin in the business, we're going to try to find out how we can do things more efficiently. How can we buy those raw goods more efficiently? How can we have our service providers do more? Because gross margin is going to give you the meat on the bone for you to spend in the rest of your business. Pay yourself. We got to make sure you pay yourself. All those things are going to come in the third category, which is your expenses. That's where we're going to have payroll, things that are not related to the service that you're offering, because that would be in cost of goods or cost of services. It's going to be, you know, marketing expenses. We got to make sure that we include that because we want to grow your business. We want to spend on marketing. If there's any travel that's not related to your service, that's going to go in there. IT cost. You know, we have probably events. If you want to get together with your team, maybe buy them a meal every once in a while, we're going to add that in there. And then to your point, we're going to have net profit and then EBITDA, because that is where we want to see the money. And that's how we start to have a little money in our pocket to be able to put back into more marketing or be able to pay ourselves, because we don't get into business to go broke. We get into business to make money.
System Saved Me, hosted by Jordan Gill, is brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals. On the System Saved Me podcast, each week you will hear from top-ranking podcast host and multi-million-dollar business mentor Jordan Gill. It's where Jordan lifts the hood to show you behind the scenes of successful businesses with freedom at its core. You see, entrepreneurship is meant to give you freedom and flexibility, but how does that actually happen? It's all through systems, and that's what the show is all about. In fact, go check out a past episode called Letting Go of the Good to Make Room for the Great. In this episode, Jordan shares her process of making room in her business by letting go of all of her top-selling offers. I know that sounds radical, but sometimes that's the kind of action you need to take to make room for what's next. So go check out that episode to hear her story, what she did, and ultimately what you can take away from it to utilize in your own entrepreneurial journey. Listen to System Saved Me wherever you get your podcasts.
And now back to the show. What are the tax strategies a good bookkeeper will fill you in on? I mean, do they come to the table? Do they come to the table with, you know, hey, you guys, this is a write-off. This isn't. I would encourage you to do this because we could write that off. A bookkeeper position is, you know, there's a lot of them inside a company. This is a surefire position to pay for itself many, many times over. It's not unlike a sales rep. They're going to pay for themselves, bottom line.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, is tax strategy a part of that?
No, not for a bookkeeper. But I will say that they know enough that they're going to be able to make sure that what you are spending on, the expenses of the business, are going in the right categories. So when you go to talk to your CPA, they are able to help you with that tax strategy. So they have a very broad stroke, right? They have a very broad understanding of tax code. But you got to think, CPAs and these tax guys, these SALT guys, get paid a lot of money to have the tax code memorized. That's not your bookkeeper.
Yeah.
Your bookkeeper is supposed to make sure you're putting everything in the right category. They're following along. They're going to have some good understanding, and they're going to learn from the CPA as they're sending things back and forth to help you prepare your taxes. But yes, ultimately, you're going to go to your CPA with the knowledge that you've gained from your bookkeeper to be able to make sure that you're doing things right. I will say, though, I'm going to back up just one step. they're going to make sure you pay your quarterlies on time. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, how many entrepreneurs have you known that get stuck at the end of the year? I can tell
it'll
some
crash your
good
business.
Stories.
It'll bring you
it'll
down.
Crash it. Yes, yes. Especially
if you've
when
spent
you have
that money.
Oh, yeah. Business owners who have gone out and spent every last dime and they're just waiting for the next project to roll in. And the CPA says, all right, here we go. You owe 45 grand. And they're like, oh, I don't have 45 grand. And that's what I love about your book, your bucket strategy. I have to say, I'm going to give you a little plug here, but that was one of the things that I was really, that I love about The Business Made Simple is when you talk about the buckets
and the
different
accounts.
Yeah, the
five checking accounts.
Yes, yes, exactly. Yep. I think that's a huge saver for entrepreneurs to not get themselves in that situation.
Well, just so everybody knows, I wrote a book called How to Grow Your Small Business. There's a chapter on the five checking accounts. If you're not running your business on five checking accounts, just get that book now and do it. All right, last question, Lisa. You have lots of bookkeepers at Belay, and we can hire them for fractional services. What are the characteristics that you're looking for? Probably a lot of people apply to be one of your bookkeepers that you offer out there. What are you looking for in terms of their characteristics?
Yeah, I mean, they obviously have to have all the soft skills, right? They have to be trustworthy. They have to have integrity. They have to be personable because you don't want to. I feel like those of us who work in finance get a little bad rep every once in a while. They think we're kind of cold and dry.
Nah.
I think we break the mold of that, you know. But yes, they have to be kind and trustworthy and personable and all of those things that you would want for somebody who was controlling your money. So we're going to make sure all the soft skills are there. We're also going to run background checks, but we're going to make sure that they understand the software that you're using. We are technology agnostic. We prefer QuickBooks because we know how that works, the ins and outs, but they're going to make sure that we know how to access your financial software, how to access any bill paying software. We're going to make sure that they know how to use all of those things. And when we go to place them with you, we're going to make sure that we can check all those boxes that can set you up for success.
I love it. Lisa Zeveld, thank you so much for joining us. I think you've been incredibly helpful to anybody thinking about hiring a bookkeeper, somebody who has a bookkeeper, but they're not exactly sure what that person is supposed to be doing, how they can actually, ask them for more information. You know, ultimately, a bookkeeper saves your butt. They really do. I mean, they don't just help you make decisions. They help that business stay open. And so we're grateful for all that you're doing. Lisa, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Hopefully that was really helpful for you. I think there were 2 or 3 years where I kept thinking we've got to get a bookkeeper and then we've got to get an accountant. And then finally, we've got to get a controller. I imagine CFO is next. But those are the steps you take. You just want a better and better person watching those numbers. And eventually they'll get to tax strategy and business strategy and all that kind of stuff. It's just part of growing a successful business. All right. At the end of every episode, I give you a plan of action from today's coaching conversation. These are the main takeaways you can immediately implement to strengthen and grow your business. And today's plan of action is simple. And by that, I mean text SIMPLE to 55123. That is SIMPLE to 55123. You're getting a free download of the Bulletproof Budget Template. Just looking at this template is going to help you understand what a budget should look like from the perspective of an organization that does budgets for hundreds and hundreds of small businesses just like yours. So that is a collection of best practices right there. Just text SIMPLE to 55123 to get that. So that is your first step. That is your plan of action. Text SIMPLE to 55123 if you just need to get your head around the numbers. Also, bring your leadership team in and look at that template and just say, hey, what can we learn from this? You're gonna get a lot from that. All right, everybody. Thanks as always for listening to the Business Made Simple podcast, where we are obsessed with helping you grow your small business. See you again next week.